The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who is off today. Well-deserved. Want to congratulate Dr. Savage, as you just heard, elected to the Radio Hall of Fame. Forever, Dr. Savage, rightfully so, groundbreaking in the medium, the Marconi of our age, elected finally and justifiably so. Congratulations to Dr. Savage being elected to the Radio Hall of Fame. We have a great program in store in the Savage Nation. Love you to be part of it by calling 1-855-400-7282, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Dr. Savage will be back on Monday. Remember, go to the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Check out all the latest headlines. You can subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It all starts by going to michaelsavage.com. All the latest news. And you can also pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. Now, it's more important now, really as a blueprint, for where we go from here. And it's all Scorched Earth, available at michaelsavage.com. Well, President Obama, as you know, there's been a lot of turmoil in the aftermath of the election. Sore losers, crybabies, sore sports have filled the streets. Every city, really, across the country, especially in cities that are now, with their leaders trying to say they're going to be sanctuary cities, many of the college campuses. President Obama has called out and said he will not advise anti-Trump riots or protesters to be silent.
One of the great things about our democracy is it expresses itself in all sorts of ways, and that includes people protesting. I've been the subject of protests during the course of my 8 years, and I suspect that there's not a president in our history that at some point hasn't been subject to these protests. So I would not advise people who feel strongly or are concerned about some of the issues that have been raised during the course of the campaign. I wouldn't advise them to be silent. What I would advise, what I advised before the election and what I will continue to advise after the election, is that elections matter, voting matters, organizing matters.
In no way did you see these types of protests that are happening around the country, especially in college campuses. You go back to 2008. Absolutely not. Everyone was supposed to come together. Obviously, the rules are different under President-elect Trump. Now, huge news and developments in regards to President-elect Trump moving ahead, mandate, and now starting to way ahead of where President Obama was 8 years ago, naming people and nominating people up for nomination to be part of his Trump team. Now, some of the big news today, and this is a great one, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, now nominated as Attorney General. That is a great pick for Senator Sessions. He's a good man. He is a brilliant man and very, very loyal to President-elect Trump. Also, Representative Mike Pompeo, Republican of Kansas, nominated CIA Director. Real conservative Tea Party guy, by the way, to run the CIA to be part of the Trump cabinet. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, now also been tapped as a national security advisor. What do you think of the plans that are put forward so far by the Trump administration, or I should say the Trump transition team? And what about Mitt Romney? Supposedly going to meet with President-elect Trump this weekend, possibly in the role as Secretary of State. 1-855-400-7282. Think of what happened 8 years ago when you were dealing with, at the time, President-elect Barack Obama. Now fast forward. What has been the results or reactions, I should say, with where your children go to school or where your children go to college? This story out of San Francisco. Have you heard about this? San Francisco public schools have been offered a classroom lesson plan that calls President-elect Donald Trump a racist, sexist man who became president by, quote, by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. And the teachers' union supports it. The union that represents city teachers posted the plan on its website, distributed to more than 6,000 members, 57,000 students, and they go along to it. Let's listen. This is the reaction. Some of the students, that keep in mind. So what does this mean? The classroom lesson plan, whenever he's going to be referred to, the teachers talk about, you know, claims of indoctrinating the students. He will be referred to as President-elect Trump is, remember now, kids, a racist, sexist man who became president by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. Listen to some of the students reacting, and then you're going to hear the teachers' union representative trying to justify this.
I don't think he respects anybody of color.
A lot of things I would like to say about Donald Trump, but I just want to say that I'm not scared of him.
As educators, our first impulse is to provide the children with a safe space in which to deal with their feelings and make sense out of the world. And that's what this lesson plan is about.
Is that how President-elect Trump should be represented in the schools? Can you imagine? What about in your public school? How is President-elect Trump being presented there or portrayed? All of the hand-wringing and crying in college campuses and kids said they need a safe space and marching out and the university professors and the chants of not my president. And now this lesson plan written by a social studies teacher. Now even the union goes along with it. And that's how he's going to be portrayed. What an absolute disgrace. And keep in mind, obviously, with the number of students and college protesters marching out of class, you had different universities, Brown University, Providence, Rhode Island, the teachers signed a petition. They wanted to be known as a sanctuary campus. Different cities, the mayor of New York, Los Angeles, calling for sanctuary cities, defying the law and willing to just make up their own rules as they go along. There's also a very disturbing story about a high school in San Antonio. But let's start off with John, who's listening on WFNC in North Carolina. John, you're up first on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to
very welcome.
First of your questions, I think those picks are excellent that Donald Trump nominated for his cabinet. But moving on to the president's recent comments directed at protesters and almost encouraging them to continue what they're doing. I think the question to the president should be rephrased and asked directly if he thinks that the Trump cabinet is racist and that they're running on a racist platform. Let's get a yes or no answer to that, because that seems to be the number one marching point that these protesters are going forward with as they're causing these disruptions in the streets.
Thank you for the call, John. I don't know if it's going to matter. I mean, do you want to, this business of the media is portraying it this way, he's got to reach across the aisle. He's got to make a statement to show that he's got to work with anyone. How about some of the allegations in the media? You know, he can't pick these hardline conservatives. Hardline conservatives. I think that's what you want. That's what we expect. Do you want him to reach across the aisle? What, start selecting Nancy Pelosi types? You have to understand, they're going to object to whoever President-elect Trump decides to name. And I want to say hello. I know that they are listening at Trump Tower, where the President-elect Trump team is working, listening on great radio station 77 WABC in New York. Keep up the great work. I mean, they are doing a fantastic job. Some of the picks coming down. Jeff Sessions is a brilliant pick. Folks, this is going to take the country by storm. I say he should go exactly with getting the best talent. And he does not need to reach across the aisle. Why would you want to reach across to a losing side that is completely out of touch with how people feel? What do you think? 1-855-400-7282. And shame on, you know, the president, Hillary Clinton, that was pretty rough to see her the other night, but obviously taking the loss in a tough way. But shame on, these are public schools teaching kids early on. That's how he should be referred to, as a sexist president. And the only reason he came into power was, it wasn't because of pandering, it was being in touch with you. If you're a Trump voter, I mean, is that how he won? Let's go to line 5. Justin is listening on KCPS. Justin, all right, 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to Barbara on line one, listening on WABC in New York. Barbara, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Very well. Go right ahead, Barbara.
I wanted to comment. First of all, for the first time in 8 years, I have a peace and calm over me having had Trump win, and I'm going to trust him, whoever he picks for his cabinet and such. I'm going to not comment and just wait. And second of all, as far as the college attitude, I mean, face it, Democrats in a whole, I think we have learned that they're either the type of people that have a way to make a buck off of the people, they're that type, or they're sheeple, as Michael calls them. They just follow the largest crowd of people that are creating havoc and creating all types of problems. So I've got no problem with any of them. I think it'll all die down when he proves that he is going to be a good president. I feel this.
I thank you for the call, Barbara. I agree. Now, there's great news on Ford. We're going to talk about that. Also, there is a reason to be leery now, because President Obama is going to be in office, obviously, until January 20th. Have you heard about who he may pardon? It's not who you think. But we're going to talk about that. I believe that President-elect Trump should stick to exactly the type of picks that put him into office. And Jeff Sessions, this business of reaching across the aisle, and he's going to show people that he can appeal to different people, I believe he should stay true to exactly what got him to where he is. And I think you feel the same way. We're going to find out. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, taking your phone calls, 1-855-400-7282, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, the website, michaelsavage.com. You know, it's amazing. Look at this. President-elect Trump, he's not even in office yet. And have you heard the latest? Already, Ford has now decided to keep its plant in Kentucky, its SUV plant. Ford Motor Company is going to keep their plant in Kentucky now with President-elect Trump, as opposed to moving those jobs to Mexico. 5,000 jobs in Kentucky are staying right in this country, just as President-elect Trump had predicted and said he would do, and he's already doing it, and he's not even in office. And yet the reaction on the other side, bordering on pathetic, if not panic. Now, how does Howard Dean, failed Democrat candidate for president, former head of the Democratic Party, how does he compare the election of Donald Trump? Here it is, Howard Dean comparing the Trump election to the Kent State Massacre.
This younger generation, which I think is absolutely great, is used to doing everything on the Internet. They don't really like institutions. They don't need institutions. If they want to change, they go on the Internet, find a half a million people who agree with them, and they insist on the change, and they usually get it. So this, I really think this election, they're so disheartened, so down, and so tired and discouraged. This may be their Kent State or their Edmund Pettus Bridge, where you finally realize that you got to do something.
Hey, their Kent State, where people lost their lives. I mean, you want to talk about drama queens. All right, let's go to the phones. Line three, Al is listening on great radio station WJR. Al, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello, I'm an educator. I think it's disgraceful that these high school teachers or elementary teachers are already putting in the minds of these impressionable students that Trump is a racist. I think it's ridiculous. They need to honor the office of the presidency, honor President Trump, and actually look at issue by issue. I think the rhetoric of the campaign has to end. The country has to come together. And it's just a shame that the unions or the teachers are going along with this. I mean, students are impressionable. They're there to get an unbiased education, not this liberal left-leaning doctrine, which is just a disgrace.
Just so people understand, and Al, I'm curious, Al, what grade, you're an educator, what grade do you teach?
I teach high school, and I teach a variety of classes, and, you know, students trust their teachers, and they should leave politics aside. This is unprecedented behavior from any educator, especially if it's less than high school, especially if elementary. And
yes,
talking about race, like, it's ridiculous. It should not happen. They should teach math and science and English. And, you know, the more they talk about that you need your comfort space and your safety pins and all this Play-Doh and nonsense, they're making it worse. The President Trump is a patriot. I've been to his rally. I supported Trump. Give him a chance to lead. Give him a chance. And then if there's an issue, you can maybe argue by issue. But for right now, to imply it before it even starts is just so unfair.
Not only that, Al, but, and for those that are unfamiliar, San Francisco public schools are under fire because they're offering classroom lessons that the whole reason Trump got elected, racist, sexist man, by pandering to huge racist and sexist base. You know, Al, I mean, I don't know about you, but maybe he just won because he had a better plan. People are tired of Washington. They didn't trust Hillary Clinton. And to try to dismiss him and his win as nothing more than just, well, you know, it's a racist and sexist base. That's also disingenuous, Al, of exactly what happened in history.
Lily, what about all the supporters in Michigan who want their jobs and factories are leaving and NAFTA is a disaster? I mean, these are the reasons people voted. You know, look at the Rust Belt, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Iowa. I mean, these are states that normally, you know, would be a challenge for a Republican. But Donald Trump is a patriot Republican, working class, like Reagan Democrats. And that's the reason. To start blaming it on overpowering, it's just nonsense. The same people who voted for Obama voted for hope and change back in 2008, maybe even for re-election in 2012, voted for Trump. It's about jobs and the economy. Their narrative is wrong.
Yep. You're exactly right, Al. It's already working in Kentucky, where now Ford is going to stay put, folks. 5,000 jobs remain in the United States. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back on Monday. Again, congratulations, Dr. Savage, inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, you can always visit the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Latest headlines. Subscribe to the Savage newsletter. And also pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. More important than ever, your blueprint in going forward during these troubled times. It's Scorched Earth, and it's all available right there at michaelsavage.com. This is the story. Again, we're going to tell you the latest on who Obama may pardon. Some nominations coming down. Jeff Sessions of Alabama for Attorney General. Some others, will tell you about that. But the story that is really getting a lot of attention, and it's just so horrifying, is from San Francisco with the public schools. You want to talk about brainwashing, indoctrination, offering a classroom lesson plan. Imagine small children, tiny children, and the teachers union going along with this. And the teachers. And what are they going to teach the kids? That President-elect Donald Trump is a racist, sexist man who became president by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. Can you imagine making children write that as an essay and a homework assignment? Let's hear, before you go back to the phone calls, let's hear the full report on this horrible story out of San Francisco.
Here are the course's goals. Number one, gain a knowledge of American racial violence, including its anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-homophobic, and anti-Islamophobic history. Teachers are supposed to validate students' feelings by saying, "I hear you, and you are right, and this is unjust." And don't sidestep the fact that a racist and sexist man has become the president of our country by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. students apparently are getting the message.
I don't think he respects anybody of color.
A lot of things he would like to say about Donald Trump, but I just want to say that I'm not scared of him.
The teachers' union endorses the course.
As educators, our first impulse is to provide the children with a safe space in which to deal with their feelings and make sense out of the world. And that's what this lesson plan is about.
Now, the school district says the course is not required, but it's okay because they, quote, serve a diverse student body in San Francisco and teachers are encouraged to include multiple perspectives.
What an absolute disgrace. You know, if anyone has visited Vietnam, I have family that have visited Vietnam. They obviously have a completely different version of history of what happened during the Vietnam War and the actions of the Americans. Doing this to small children, how can a teacher go along with that? How can the teachers' union go along with that? Can you imagine this is what they're trying to teach children in the schools that's how upset they are about this election. Let's go out to line one. Ted is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Ted, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. What I'd like to suggest is that this is not the first time that they have indoctrinated small children. This is something that has gone on where they would kill the parents and the Bolsheviks would, you know, take the kids and then just re-indoctrinate them to the way they wanted them to be.
Well, thank you for the call, Ted. I mean, you think about it, though. What else? It makes me wonder, what else is being taught in the classroom? And you've heard about college professors. Can you imagine, this was the assignment for students that are writing on political science on certain college campuses, how Hillary Clinton won the election. Leaves no room for discussion in any way. Line 6, Simon is listening on WABC in New York. Simon, this is John DePietro. Let's go to Steve on line 8 on WABC. Hello, Steve. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi. You know, I'm not going to say that I agree with that, but how about this? I want to put something forth that could have unplugged all of this animosity. And tell me if I'm not being fair. There was an incident in Wellsville, New York. A swastika with the words "Make America White Again" was spray painted on a wall. Okay? And had the president-elect gone to Wellsville and stood in front of that sign, that message of hatred, and pointed to it with the media present saying this is not how we make America great again, I don't think a lot of this stuff would have been lessened dramatically.
Well, you're not being fair, Steve, because he looked right in the camera in 60 Minutes and said, if there's anything like this out there, stop it. Now, President Obama, he's encouraging the protesters to continue to protest. So you're not being fair. You're not being fair.
I'm not. You don't think that's fair?
No, I don't think that's fair. And thank you for the call. I think a lot of it is made up. I think a lot of it is fake outrage. And the same thing with the mayors of Garcetti and Los Angeles, de Blasio. People are frightened. People are hiding. Hey, if you're not breaking the law, you have nothing to worry about. No, I think a lot of it is made up. And I don't see anyone, the president, speaking out, with the anti-Trump protesters that are going on. No, I don't see that in any way. I think a lot of it is made up by the Democrats and by certain members of the media. Let's go to line 4. Rob is listening on KKOH. Rob, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Rob.
Hello there. Yeah, this is Bob. And I would just like to put a thought in here. You know, the reason our kids are like this is because this is what they're being taught in school. And I can give you a good indication of this. I'm the only one probably in my family of cousins and so forth that aren't teachers. And all of them are there because they learned to be liberals in college. It was easy to get a teacher's degree. And this I know for a fact because I have a degree in electronics, and I went back to school to get a degree so that I could teach electronics in school. And it was probably the easiest course, the easiest way out. And it's got to the point I can't even go to a family reunion because I have nothing but problems with them, because all they want is something for nothing and big salaries. They don't want to do anything. You know, when I went to school, teachers were there because they liked to teach. And I won't say all teachers are like that, but a big part of them was. And here after I retired, I was asked to teach in a Christian school in a high school. And I could not believe the students we were getting out of public schools. A lot of them didn't know anything about their math. They didn't know anything about the country. They couldn't even tell you who was president. It was a shame. I used to spend most of my time tutoring the kids so that they could get through on the math and stuff, because our Christian school was pretty rough. They couldn't just go from one class to the other and then graduate. They just stayed there.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Bob. Thank you for the call. I mean, I went to Catholic school. I attended St. Paul's School, as did my siblings. I mean, years ago, I have an older sibling. They had 50 kids in the classroom with the nuns, and they used to knock the nuns, but the kids learned. I mean, now, teaching, it used to be a vocation. But understand where this is also coming from, is Trump has talked about school vouchers. Trump has talked about school choice. Trump has talked about right-to-work states. So there's a lot, but for these San Francisco Teachers Union, that is how he is to be referred to, they still are out of touch with how he won. And to say, well, that's what it is, it's racist and it's pandering, that is a public school teacher that is trying to teach that to young children. The same way you would teach, you know, George Washington was the first president and 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh, well, President Trump, he won because he was a racist in appeal to sex. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. Bill is listening on line 2 on KSFO.
Well,
go right ahead. We'll come back to it. I mean, folks, when it comes to you, you got to seize the moment. Line 9, Lewis is listening on WABC in New York. Lewis, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very well, Lewis.
I'm a Latino voter, and I don't know if I represent every Latino out there, but I voted for Donald Trump just because, you know, there is Latinos that we love this country, and we appreciate what the country gave us through the years in this nation. I think it's a lot of misinformation with the media. I think media nowadays is taking a political side instead of doing their job. And instead of concentrating and the negativity of the campaign and the race, what about we talk about the good things that it will be the outcome of this election? What about we give them a chance? What about we let them work and see what happens? I think all these protesters on the street, they have to give him the chance to work. And after that, if you believe and you feel that it's not doing his job, then go ahead and do it. Go ahead on the streets and shout and yell whatever you want. But for now, just stay in your house and analyze. I mean, you know, we were thought about being patient 8 years ago with Obama. So why you can't do the same now? Why it's always only if it's beneficial for you and not for the rest?
And, Lewis, don't you think President Obama should speak out about the anti-Trump people and say just what you just said, give him a chance, stop with this, not my president, stop on, you know, all this misinformation of the people that are crying and hiding and under attack and nightmares and thinking of leaving? Lewis, don't you think that should be some leadership?
I think you made a valid point, and it's like if you're not doing anything wrong, then why are you hiding? There's no reason for you to hide.
No.
I spent 6 months in Venezuela, and I can tell you, police will stop you out of nowhere and ask you for your documentation. Here, nobody bothers you, as long as you do the right thing. So I think the president should go out there the same way when the whole Black Lives Matter and all these riots and the National Guard went on the streets. But now, it's like, no, this is okay. I mean, they can burn stores. They break into cars, and it's okay. I think as a president, yes, you're defending the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and all of that. But at the same time, the same way you're calling for giving Donald Trump a chance to work and leaders, then you should go out there and say, hey, listen, this is the law for everybody. The same
That's
way
right.
I said something about Black Lives Matter,
yep.
Time for me to say, stop it, let him work, and see what happens. You guys,
you know, Lewis, if you and I go to a Yankee game and we're at Yankee Stadium and the usher comes along and asks for our tickets, if we have tickets, we're in the right seats. We have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But if we sneak into Yankee Stadium and now we're sneaking into some seats and now the usher comes, now we have a reason to be nervous. But people, thank you for the call, Lewis. People like the mayor of New York, Mayor de Blasio. Everyone's upset about this. All Latinos. It's not all Latinos. And I'll tell you someone else who's not helping the situation. Let's go to clip 11. Vicente Fox. threatening, quote, illegitimate President Trump. And what does he say? Mexico will defend our people wherever they are.
Right now, I think he's an illegitimate president of the United States. He didn't win the general election, so he's got too many people against him, and they have shown out on the streets. But anyway, in Mexico, we are also, we can be rude also. As I said, we're strong now. We're going to defend our people, wherever they are, in Mexico or outside of Mexico in the United States. We are not going to let this guy to offend them anymore, to offend their dignity, and more so to deny the enormous contribution they make to U.S. economy.
How about that? We're going to defend them wherever they are. You have no standing in this country. All right, why don't you get control of the cartels? If there's somebody, see, they want all the money being pumped into Mexico. That's what that's all about. They encourage them to go over the border and pump the money into Mexico. Then they don't have to fix the economy. They want all that U.S. money coming funneling in. Can you imagine him? We're going to defend our people wherever they are. In other words, Vicente Fox, we're not going to allow you to deport Mexicans that have snuck into your country. I mean, they think how absurd that is. Now, what do you think of President Obama now saying, and there's rumor he may pardon the dreamers that are in the country, trying to ward off and stop President-elect Trump from deporting them? You're going to start to hear cries for that. They should. I support that. They should do that. Let's go to line four. Jackie is listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Jackie, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay. Yeah, I always maintain that anybody who is against school choice is a racist, because you deny children in the inner city, many of them are blacks and Hispanics, you deny them a chance to have a good education, a chance to excel, a chance to have a good future. So I think this is a great opportunity, actually, for us to push for school choice. I remember the teachers union spent $20 million many, many years ago to deny, to defeat school choice. And yep, this is the time for us to really push for it.
I think you're right, Jackie. Thank you for the call. We're going to come back to that story. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. We're going to have more on, the footage, that giant foam blob happening right now over Santa Clara, California. Foam blob lives matter. Law enforcement unsure exactly what this foam blob is, but the coverage is just incredible. It is white foam, as a matter of fact. They're unsure what it is, but it is interrupting all kinds of news. Let's go out to your calls. Line 3, Stephanie is listening to The Savage Nation on KSFO. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. As far as Obama reaching over to be cooperative or whatever, the only time he did that, really, was to give us the middle finger. So I don't want anybody to feel this guilt that we won and get all touchy-feely and decide that, hey, we need to reach over the aisle. No, Obama, he only gave us the middle finger. That's the only reason he came over on our side. So as far as those dreamers that you just brought up, they have to go, because if Obama pardons them, that means they're no longer breaking the law, and then they get to be citizens.
I think you're right, Stephanie. I don't think he should pardon the dreamers. That is the word, folks, that's breaking, that President Obama may try to pardon the, quote, dreamers. They're really just illegals before he leaves office. Line 5 is Thomas listening on WJR. Thomas, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Well.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Go right ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I agree with her. There's no way that Trump should even reach over and try to work with them when they didn't even try to work with us. Not only that, as you can see what they're doing to the country, they're teaching our young kids, they're brainwashing their minds as poison, and not even to have a choice of their own.
You know, Thomas, you're right. And I don't think people elected him to reach across the aisle. They elected him to just lead with his agenda. 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He will be back on Monday, but as you just heard, congratulations to Dr. Michael Savage, inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. You're welcome to call into the program today, 1-855-400-7282. The news is coming down fast and furious. You can follow it right here on The Savage Nation. As always, go to the website, michaelsavage.com. Get all the latest headlines. You can also subscribe to The Savage Newsletter. News you can't get anywhere else. News that the mainstream media doesn't even want you to see. But you can see it at michaelsavage.com. You can also pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. More important now as a blueprint for where we go from here, it's at michaelsavage.com, which I'm looking at the website right now. Trump will make Mike Huckabee ambassador to Israel and move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. So that's huge. Also, two big picks today. Of course, Washington Post, Trump picks two hardline conservatives for major positions. Well, he's picking two very competent officials, as he should. And that is one in the form of Jeff Sessions to be the attorney general. That is a huge pick. And think of also a Republican from Nebraska, former Tea Party. Well, I shouldn't say former Tea Party person, but just a Tea Party person. You know, I don't know why the media would be, why do you think that they would be surprised that President-elect Trump would follow through with the types of picks that he talked about and bring in the best possible people, like nominating Senator Jeff Sessions, who I've interviewed before, Republican of Alabama, as Attorney General, and Mike Papio, Republican of Kansas, as CIA Director. I think those are both great picks. And Team Trump also confirmed news reports that he selected retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as his National Security Advisor. And that does not have to be confirmed by the Senate. But the Huckabee news, that is in fact new. You know what else is great? Is how great is it all this is taking place at Trump Tower? All of this is taking place right in the center of New York City. And Mayor de Blasio may not like it, but New York City gets so much federal aid. I love the whole attitude. Tourists are taking their pictures in front. People come all over the world surrounding Trump Tower. He's right up there. Hey, listen, just do your job. Keep the security going. Keep the streets flowing. It is the biggest tourist attraction right now in Manhattan is, in fact, Trump Tower. Now, of course, as you can imagine, the other side, up in arms, still no real plan on what exactly to do. And someone that you can lie a lot of the blame at the failure of the Democrat Party, you really can lay it at the feet of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz now saying that the Trump administration, the picks, well, you know what? He's not reaching across the aisle. He's not picking some of the Democrats. He's not picking some of the failed people right now in Washington. Nope. In her eyes, now keep in mind, this is the person that helped rig the primary against Bernie Sanders. In her eyes, the picks are getting more and more disturbing.
Between the Steve Bannon appointment as his chief strategist, you know, a step and a heartbeat next to the presidency, one person who fans the flames and gives permission to sexism, racism, and anti-Semitism on his shoulder, and next door at the Justice Department, a person who also shares those views, it's really getting more and more disturbing, and clear that Donald Trump is not trying to bring the country together with the moves he's making right out of the gate.
No, he is bringing the country together because he's not selecting people that you want. You lost. You failed. You're being a sore loser. Steve Bannon is brilliant. Steve Bannon with Kellyanne Conway helped win the election. Another thing I love about Steve Bannon is they crush Glenn Beck. Is there anyone more irrelevant than Glenn Beck right now? Saying that God told him to vote for Ted Cruz with his failed online service? Glenn Beck doesn't know what to do. And Bannon and Breitbart, I mean, they absolutely crushed. Two people, two elements that have crushed Beck are the Drudge Report and also Breitbart. But Debbie Wasserman, Schultz, President Obama, you don't hear any of them speaking out on some of these disturbing stories that are happening in the schools. Like, how about, now ABC News even has this, the mainstream media, two 10th grade students at San Antonio High School and their teacher have been reprimanded. Did you hear about this? For the performance of a skit portraying the assassination of President-elect Donald Trump. 10th grade, San Antonio High School. San Antonio Express News reports the skit titled The Assassination of Donald Trump was performed last week at Marshall High School. One of the boys used a gunfire sound effect from a cell phone. The other boy playing Trump fell to the ground. Barry Perez, spokesman for the Northside Independent School District, said the, quote, inappropriate action had been taken against the three. The teacher had apologized. Apologize? One of the parents of a student who viewed the skit complained to district officials. How about that? No one said anything other than the parents? And then you have the situation in San Francisco with what they're teaching the kids. Repeat after me. Donald Trump is a racist. And you hear all the kids in the third grade. Donald Trump is a racist. I mean, that's basically what Hamas is doing in many of the schools, right? Trying to teach the kids at a very, very young age to hate all the people of Israel and try to kill them. It's really disgraceful. Let's go to your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. Georgiana is on line 3 listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Georgiana, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
John, thank you very much for taking my call. Actually, you beat me to it, because that's what my call was about, was San Antonio. I tried calling up their school district, Unified School District. They're not picking up their phones. And as far as San Francisco goes, try calling Unified School District there. They're not answering their phone system either. And I just think, as a grandparent, I'm appalled. And that teacher apologized. She should be booted right out the door.
Yes, and notice it took a parent to complain. So the teacher, other teachers that knew about this, the principal, the lesson plan, no one saw that as potentially a problem?
I don't understand it. I mean, what is going on with our society? It, you know, it just makes me sick to the pit of my stomach.
Georgiana, what if, can you imagine 8 years ago if a school had done a school play, 10th graders, on the assassination of President Obama? Can you imagine?
You know, what's going on? I mean, before, not too long ago, you couldn't even use your finger and your thumb as a gun, and kids were being called into the office. Now this is just being more or less condoned. This teacher is just reprimanded. Are you kidding me?
You know what, Georgiana, also, with in regards to the San Francisco school system and what they're teaching the kids, I mean, do you think that this almost borders on child abuse? If you are at a young age teaching these children that that's how demented the country is, and that the President of the United States is a racist and a sexist, and that's the way that you're supposed to learn it. Talk about, Georgiana, talk about complete abuse of power.
John, children in the third and fourth grade, they don't know what sexism is. They don't even know about an election, really.
Right.
It is so sad. The other day I saw on television where they interviewed a young woman, probably in her early 20s, wanted to know who the president was during World War II. Do you know, she looked and she said, George Washington? If I could have reached through that television screen and choked her, I would have.
Thank you for the call, Georgiana. Let's go to line 7. Tom is listening on WJR. Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, John. How you doing, sir?
Very well, Tom. Go right ahead.
All the losers keep surfacing for the past year and a half, giving Mr. Trump advice on how to progress in his campaign to become president. You know, it's one of those things, let Mr. Trump be Trump and let him put the type of people in that are going to make us proud. They're going to take charge of this bloated, out-of-control government and get us back on track. And I wish there was a way at his first cabinet meeting that he could throw a proposal on the table to ask all of his secretaries to turn in a budget that's 10% less than it was last year. We've all had to tighten our belts. It never is done in Washington.
That's a thank you for the call, Todd. That is a very good point. I think you will hear something like that. But meanwhile, the crying continues on the other side. Now, Keith Ellison, this is someone seen as potentially one of the next leaders of the Democrat Party. Keith Ellison saying Donald Trump is a bad person, and quite frankly, he says he's deplorable.
He should never have been this close. I mean, Donald Trump is the single worst person ever to win the nomination of a major party. When I say bad person, I mean like, you know, every sexist thing he said, every racist thing he said, is just deplorable. Well, you know, deplorable, quite frankly.
They still just can't accept it. And meanwhile, have you heard also the latest U.S. releases Haitians coming from Mexico? Surge in border crossings, lack of immigration jail space have prompted the federal government to start releasing Haitian immigrants who have been entering the country in large numbers in recent months, backtracking on a pledge to jail them. U.S. government official told the Associated Press the decision of free Haitians arriving in Arizona, California, in response to lack of jail space. Can you imagine? This is how they decide to do things. We have too many criminals in the jails, so we're just going to start to release them. And all of this with the backdrop that President Obama, that's what a huge part of this whole election has been, has really been people saying that they didn't like his presidency, they want a complete different change, and now he's threatening that he's going to pardon all those dreamers that they let come sailing over the border. Robert is listening on line 8 on WMAL. Robert, this is John DePietro. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Well, Robert, go right ahead.
It's interesting you mentioned the dreamers, because when I heard you say that, I started thinking that's pretty unprecedented to pardon a huge group of people. In fact, I would liken it to like pardoning all the people that committed homicides. I don't think legally he can do that, and plus, he'd be legislating by doing that, and the president can't legislate from the White House. I mean, I really think there'd be some legal challenges in him doing this.
Well, the only thing is, Robert, I mean, you wonder about, and I'm looking at the story, thank you for the call, Bloomberg, Obama should pardon dreamers immigrants, the Democrats are saying. Group of House Democrats calling on President Obama to pardon 750,000 illegals who were temporarily shielded from deportation under that executive order. So now they're saying that, in fact, maybe they would look upon that. Remember, it's all about the votes. It's all about trying to allow as many people as possible to stay here for the votes. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Radio Hall of Famer Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back on Monday. In the meantime, you can call into the program 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Let's go to line 6. Lynn is listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. Hello, Lynn. You're on The Savage Nation.
Hi. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great, Lynn. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, I was just thinking, wouldn't it have been ironic or a real hootenanny if a couple of years ago a teacher teaching, say, a health class decided to use Bill Clinton as an example of someone having reckless behavior, thus possibly getting a sexually transmitted disease and then possibly passing it on to his loved one? I mean, can you imagine how many people would be upset if Bill Clinton was used as an example?
Well, you know, that's a good example. That is a very good point, Lynn. In the same way, you know, there were some teachers and people saying, what am I supposed to tell my students? You know, now it's okay to grab people, and now it's okay. Well, what were they saying back in, 1998, 1999? What were they saying about the president and the conduct in the Oval Office at that time. It's all a bunch of crybabies. I mean, thank you for the call in. Is there anything, I mean, is there anything more pathetic than what you've heard on the college campus? People traumatized, is some of the, you know, grief counselors having to go, college kids sitting crying in the dorm. It just, I am still laughing every time I look at the footage from the Clinton watch party that night. Wait till the book comes out behind the scenes. I mean, they were absolutely losing their mind. That Robbie Mook was on Meet the Press that Sunday before the election. There was no one more arrogant and pretentious than that Robbie Mook. I am so glad they lost. I mean, obviously, like you, I'm glad that Trump won. And obviously, you know, so many people preyed on it, and it just showed that Team Trump was certainly far more in touch with the country and how they feel than the Clinton people. But if there's anyone who is just impossible to root for, it is without question, it was many of the Hillary people. Let's go to line 7. Carol is listening on WABC in New York. Carol, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. I would like to say it's imperative that our side stop explaining who we are, that we're not homophobes, we're not misogynists, we're not whatever they call us, and just move forward with our agenda. And we need to be militant about it and stick to that. And those who don't agree on the opposite side, let them be damned. We need to stop explaining who we are. We lose half of our energy explaining who we are.
That's a very good point, Carol. And there's no need to. I mean, things are already happening. You know, as we've been saying, Jeff Sessions nominated Senator Sessions for Attorney General. And also some of the big news that everyone should be excited about is that Ford has decided now they're not going to move to Mexico. They're going to keep their SUV plant right in Kentucky. And why are they doing that? Because of President-elect Trump. If it was President Obama, Ford is moving that plant to Mexico. You're going to start to see the trade imbalance change. You're going to start to see American companies want to be here. Apple now is even talking about, if you check the Drudge Report, of talking about making the iPhone here. You're going to see more and more companies having that American pride, wanting to do business here, and seeing the jobs come back. I mean, without question. And the same thing, you can read a lot of these headlines at the website, which is michaelsavage.com. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. That is very good news regarding Ford now deciding 5,000 jobs will stay in Kentucky and not go to Mexico. Watch the reaction from the Mexican government now. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back on Monday. In the meantime, you can call into the program, first-time caller Friday, 1-855-400-7282, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. Get all the latest headlines. Subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It's a happening. It's all at michaelsavage.com. We can also pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. More important now as a blueprint from where we go from here. It's all at michaelsavage.com. Mall Santa loses job for telling girl Hillary Clinton on the naughty list. Fox News with the story. A shopping mall Santa Claus in Florida out of a job telling a 10-year-old girl Hillary Clinton was, quote, on his naughty list. In Orlando, they reported the Santa was relieved of his duties at the Seminole Town Center after the girl's mother complained. The mom told mall management brought two of her children to see Santa Tuesday night as a daughter was sitting in Santa's lap. First of all, who goes to see Santa before Thanksgiving? But as a daughter was sitting in Santa's lap, he told her, "You're on my nice list," then asked if she knew who was on the naughty list. Mother said when the daughter asked who, Santa said Hillary Clinton and laughed. Station reported the woman wrote about the encounter in a Facebook post, which noted Clinton was the only person on his naughty list. The woman also wrote that her daughter supported Clinton in the presidential election, as did she. Spokesperson for Santa's employer told the station that the Santa in question, who was not named, thought it was a joke. So the mother called to complain. Mother said she thought that the elves were deplorables. So this is stretching into the holidays now. But these, well, these stories in the schools, these stories of the schools are just completely unacceptable. So Santa Claus is fired at the mall. Let's make sure we have this straight. Santa Claus is fired at the mall for joking that Hillary was on his naughty list. But the teachers in the schools are not losing their jobs. Which teachers am I talking about? Two 10th grade students at San Antonio High School and their teacher been reprimanded for the performance of a skit portraying the assassination of President-elect Donald Trump. One of the boys used a gunfire sound effect. It was performed last week at the Marshall High School from his cell phone. The other boy playing Trump fell to the ground. So the teacher apologized. So that teacher's not fired. And then you also have the teachers in San Francisco. San Francisco public schools have been offered a classroom lesson plan that calls President-elect Donald Trump a racist, sexist man who became president by, quote, pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. And the unions, the teacher union is pushing it. That's what they're going to teach the kids. This is what children in the grammar schools in San Francisco, what they're going to learn. Every time. You know, George Washington was the first president. And Abe Lincoln never told a lie and walked whatever it was, 10 miles to return a penny. And you know, then teaching these young, little children that President-elect Trump is a racist, sexist man who became president by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. And the union and the teachers are trying to defend it. I'll tell you who you can't defend. Is Massachusetts. This is the new face of the Democrat Party. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren saying she's going to fight on behalf of millions of Americans.
Americans are angry about a federal government that works for the rich and powerful and that leaves everyone else in the dirt. Donald Trump knows that. He talked a good game during the campaign, and he promised to end corruption. He promised to drain the swamp. And after 1 week, we've seen what Donald Trump's promise means. Nothing. His word, his promise to the American people is worth nothing. Well, Mr. President-elect, let me be clear. I am ready to fight on behalf of the millions of Americans you have lied to. That includes the millions who voted for you and the millions who didn't.
That is Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Complete fraud, fake Indian, completely misrepresented her heritage by saying she was Native American. If you've ever read about her, there's no evidence to support that at all, but she has a job teaching at Harvard Law for one reason, because she misled them into believing that she actually was 1/32nd blood, whatever that is, quarter of Native American. Complete, absolute definition of a fraud, new face of the Democrat Party. Let's go to your calls. Lauren is listening on WMAL in Washington. Lauren, this is John DePietro, and you're up in the Savage Nation. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, yes, I was just calling because I turned 18 the year of 2008, and I was a freshman in college. I ended up dropping out of that class because I didn't agree with the fact that my education was being spent on being told that I need to vote for Obama. And if we did a little bit of a poll within the class, and the people who raised their hands that said they weren't voting for Obama ended up into this huge debate, and that's how most of my classes went. But I don't remember when Obama won that we went out protesting and that, you know, I got back in school, I did my thing. I had to go show up for class. I didn't have to, I didn't get a pass, you know, so if
you weren't given a safe space, Lauren?
I was not given a safe space. I was told to suck it up.
The reason there was no protesting is you weren't allowed to protest. It would have been un-American to protest back in 2008. Are you kidding me? No way. You would have been attacked for protesting in 2008.
Yeah.
And there certainly wouldn't have been a high school play depicting the assassination of the president back in 2008, a president-elect.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You would have been expelled for doing something like that then. And the other thing that frustrates me is this millennial thing.
So somewhere along the line, I was a 90s baby, and I was thrown into the whole millennial category, and I take high offense to that. I was the Y generation, you know, always asking, we question everything to death, but I'm not lazy or as they seem to me, this whole millennial group is entitled. And I was raised that you have to work and earn your living.
Right.
And these millennials, they just want everything handed to them. You know, they just want they want their education paid for. They want $15 an hour to go to school for their job that they have while going and attending college. Okay, well, that money will come after you get that degree. That's the point of you going to school, is to make the better income.
But, Lauren, look at the way parents and certain teachers and professors are acting. Now, you know, I've coached youth sports before. I have three children. I've coached basketball. I've coached soccer. I've coached different sports. You don't allow, thank you for the call, Lauren, you don't allow a poor sport. You don't allow crying. The children have to learn. Sometimes you're going to win a game. Sometimes you're going to lose. You're going to miss your shot. You're going to strike out. Whatever it may be, you don't encourage it. You don't encourage that. You don't try to continue to flame that. You have to bring them back down to earth and make sure they understand and make sure they get up after the game and do the whole line and good game, and you don't allow that type of behavior. But that's not what's going on. I feel bad for the millennials because it's many of the teachers and professors that are encouraging that behavior. Let's go to line two. Ralph is listening on WGDJ in New York. Ralph, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, John. Thank you. I want to say that Pocahontas Warren is one of the despicable, we may be deplorable, but this business in San Antonio with the school, it's my opinion that those teachers and anyone in the administration who may have been involved in this lose their jobs, lose their retirement, never be allowed to teach again. And I think there should be some charges brought against them, perhaps for child abuse and other charges. But isn't it also a federal crime to threaten the life of a president or any elected federal official? I think they're looking at a lot of problems. Another thing is, you had a tape you played from a congressman who had the audacity to be sworn in on something other than the Bible here in a Judeo-Christian nation. How dare they let him get away with something like that? And then he has the audacity to stand there and knock Trump, who the people elected. And by the way, we had how many? 4 million illegals vote. There were 2 million from grave sites that voted. There was no way that Hillary Clinton could have won the popular vote. So they got to get off this kick. I think Trump should have trusted security, people that he can trust, because I think that they want to harm him. I think he has to be careful where he eats and everything, where he goes. And I think he should stick with his agenda as he promised the people who voted for him and not be appointing any of these insiders like Mitt Romney or anybody else. We need Donald Trump. Your example of the Ford plant is a perfect example. This is the beginning of taking back the country, John.
You know, you're exactly right, Ralph. Thank you for the call. And it doesn't matter whether you're an Elizabeth Warren or whoever you are. Ralph, it's exactly right. Now, those students in Texas, can you imagine the teacher? The kids say they want to put on a play on the assassination of Donald Trump. Instead of using that as a moment, is, hey, now listen, you know, this is absolutely not going to happen. She allows them to actually perform it. It was one of the parents that had to complain about that. Line three is Kathy listening on WJR. Kathy, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. Yes, I'm a teacher also, and I want to share my experience in class yesterday. I heard some of my students making disparaging remarks about Donald Trump. So I said, okay, I want you to just think about the worst thing you've ever said in your whole life. Don't tell me what it is, just think about it. And now imagine that you have to wear that emblazoned on a t-shirt for the rest of your life. People are judging him, and it's unfair, and it's also, you know, unchristian. I didn't say that because it's a public school. But the hypocrisy is what really bothers me, and the fact that, you know, being students, they're really not that well informed about what things that the Democrats have done that were corrupt, or that Bill Clinton did in office that were corrupt. But that at least made my students stop and think.
You sound like a very effective teacher, Kathy. And Kathy, how would you have handled this situation in the high school where two 10th graders performed a skit, the assassination of Donald Trump, and then even acted it out in front of the class and in front of some parents?
I would not have allowed it. I would have said, you absolutely cannot put on a play like that. and I would have, you know, made the same comment I had already made to my other students and said that, you know, this is a democracy, this is what happened, and if you don't like it, there are other things to do, but you cannot, I would never allow that.
I can't even imagine, Kathy, and even, you know, two teenage boys, Kathy, there's so many things on the internet, or they see on YouTube, or they see different places, and their whole element of being, I mean, you're a teacher, but, you know, a lot of times their sense of humor, you don't know exactly where it comes from, they say something, but you don't allow them to get up and actually perform. Can you imagine, you have to perform the assassination of Donald Trump? Again, there's so many different places where kids can sometimes get what seems like a bad joke or something that's not funny, but for the teacher actually to allow it, Kathy, that to me is the part that is so disturbing. Not that it came into these kids' mind and maybe a warped sense of humor and one thought it was funny and the other was uncomfortable, but Kathy, that, and Kathy also, what do you think about the situation in San Francisco where the teacher, since you are a teacher, saying that from now on in the classroom, they have a lesson plan that calls Donald Trump, president-elect, a racist, sexist man who was elected by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. That is now part of the classroom lesson plan in San Francisco.
I just heard about that listening to the program today, and I'm completely appalled by it. And there is no proof of that. And if that had been something about Obama, that would have had gotten those teachers fired, and I'm completely against that. And, you know, I work at a public school that's just pure and utter nonsense and trash and simply trying to brainwash the minds of young people who don't know any better.
No. And that's when it comes to, Kathy. You know, I mean, it all depends, I guess, on the type of the history, but, you know, Kathy, if you have kids in third and fourth grade and they're taught that our forefathers, you know, that they had slaves and they had different, you know, children out of wedlock and everything else, and I mean, I guess it all depends on the type of history, but this is the type of history they're already trying to teach to those kids. I think, well, don't you think that's frightening?
It is. It's their own hatred being visited upon innocent children.
Yeah.
In itself is just despicable, I think.
Kathy, thank you for the call. We're going to take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back on Monday. Remember, go to the website, michaelsavage.com. You'll see the big news. Michael Savage inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. You know, it was 25 years ago, our guy that used to run WABC in New York, Tim McCarthy, he was the first person that said, you watch this guy, Dr. Michael Savage. He is going to be as big as it gets. And look at this, 25 years later, Dr. Savage, congratulations again, inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Let's go to line 9. Carl is listening on KBET in Vegas. Carl is on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hello. Before I go ahead, I want to let you know I'm not some kind of a dummy. I have a PhD doctorate in clinical psychology.
Allegedly.
You just said something that Donald Trump took credit for Ford Motor not leaving Kentucky for the SUVs.
He's the reason.
The president of Ford, Mr. Ford himself, on television said he already signed a 2-year contract with the union to keep it there. Mr. Trump knew it, and yet he still goes ahead and says he tries to take credit for it. And Ford said he told Trump that he's not leaving Kentucky.
President-elect Trump just saved 5,000 jobs in Kentucky by them not moving to Mexico.
But he wasn't moving to Mexico. Mr. Ford told Trump that.
Carl, I know it wasn't easy to lose the election, but this is just the start of how President-elect Trump is going to turn this place around.
Look up the facts. Use the facts for a change.
This is all part of bringing jobs back into the country. You've got to let go of the hate.
Well, I'm not hating. He just said he took credit for it, for Ford,
not taking his plant out of Kentucky, and Mr. Ford told Trump he's not taking it. He wasn't going to take it out.
5,000 jobs saved, all part of making America great again. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Again, congratulations to the doctor. As you just heard, Radio Hall of Fame. Dr. Savage will be back on Monday. In the meantime, we'll take your phone calls, 1-855-400-7282, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. As always, the website, michaelsavage.com. Now log on. Check out all the latest headlines. You can also subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It's a happening. It's michaelsavage.com, where you can also pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. Now, if there's ever been a time that you need a blueprint on where we're going forward, well, it's Scorched Earth. That will be your guide going forward. Nothing like a sore loser. Nothing like Nancy Pelosi. Folks, it is so over. Failed leadership. She's on her way out. And what is she saying on MSNBC? When someone challenges you for leadership, well, your supporters turn out.
House Democrats must be unified, strategic, and unwavering. Those attributes served us well in 2006 when we won the House, and I'm hopeful I believe they will do so again. Without even asking anybody for a vote, I have over two-thirds of the caucus supporting me. When it's a funny thing in a caucus or any place, when somebody challenges you, your supporters turn out, both internally in the caucus and in the country.
I hope she stays. Let her and Elizabeth Warren, the fake Pocahontas, let them be the face of the Democrat Party. Where is the face? Where is the Democrat Party? In ruins right now. The good news, number one, several appointments today, or nominations at least. President-elect Trump nominating Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions to be the next Attorney General. It'll be brilliant. And also, how about the fact that Ford is going to stay? You know, I was at a Trump rally several months ago, and what did then at the time candidate Trump say? We're going to bring the jobs back. Well, Ford was on the verge of building a huge plant. 5,000 jobs were going to go to Mexico. Suddenly, boom, Ford announces they're going to keep that plant right in Kentucky. The jobs are coming back, all part of starting to rebuild the country. Now, meanwhile, some of the brainwashing in the schools, we'll tell you about that. And more of your phone calls as we move along on the Savage Nation. Let's go out to your calls. Line 4, Chris is listening on WJR in Detroit. Chris, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Chris.
Hi. You went to talk about brainwashing. I was in the school. I was going to be a teacher. I walked out about 6-8 years ago. I was in my last semester. I was pulled over by a very lovely woman who was also a conservative, and she informed me along the way to keep my mouth shut or I was going to be blackballed. I would not teach in any school in this country if I let them know I was a conservative in any kind of way. She said the place for me where I wanted to teach, because I loved history too, which there is no history anymore in our would be in a prison for kids.
Oh my goodness.
If I wanted to teach the truth, my best place would go to one of the local children's prisons and teach, because they don't care what you teach there, and you can teach the truth. They won't even check.
Chris, how about there was a poll recently, 80% of high school seniors could not come within 100 years of when the Civil War was. 80% could not come within 100 years.
But I was lucky, I was smart enough that I took some of my classes at a like a junior college because it was cheaper. And I got into a speech class with a conservative teacher. And I got to try my wisdom out there about who this country really is and what we were founded in and on. And those kids loved it.
Yeah.
They ate it up.
Of course.
They came after me at class. Where can I find out more about this? Where did you learn this? I want to know more.
Wow.
And they were the light in their eyes. I mean, they just could not believe what they had not been told. So it's not that they don't want to hear it. They're starving to hear the truth, but they're not going to hear it as long as we have the labor unions in the schools. They've got that nailed down, period.
They do. They do, Chris. And that's one of the reasons. Thank you for the call, Chris. You know, the teachers unions obviously are against Donald for President-elect Trump, who's in favor of school vouchers, who's in favor of school choice, who's in favor of charter schools. And I think one of the best examples is what's going on in San Francisco, where the San Francisco public schools have now been offered a classroom lesson plan that calls President-elect Donald Trump a racist, sexist man who became president by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. Lesson plan was written by a social studies teacher who said she hadn't planned on it. The spread citywide. It was a step taken by the teachers' union. Let's hear clip 17. Listen to this. This is about as pathetic as it gets of a teachers' union representative. First, we hear some of the reactions of the students. But the teachers' union representative, can you imagine this is what they're trying to brainwash these young minds in the San Francisco public schools?
Here are the course's goals. Number one, gain a knowledge of American racial violence, including its anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-homophobic, and anti-Islamophobic history. Teachers are supposed to validate students' feelings by saying, "I hear you, and you are right, and this is unjust." And don't sidestep the fact that a racist and sexist man has become the president of our country by pandering to a huge racist and sexist base. Students apparently are getting the message.
I don't think he respects anybody of color.
A lot of things I would like to say about Donald Trump, but I just want to say that I'm not scared of him.
The teachers' union endorses the course.
As educators, our first impulse is to provide the children with a safe space in which to deal with their feelings and make sense out of the world. And that's what this lesson plan is about.
Now, the school district says the course is not required, but it's okay because they, quote, serve a diverse student body in San Francisco and teachers are encouraged to include multiple perspectives.
What an absolute disgrace. Their oath is to the truth. Their oath is to teach those children, not indoctrinate. Can you imagine? Never, good thing they took God out of the schools. This is what God has been replaced by. Let's go to line one. Doug is listening on WMAC in Georgia. Doug, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, John. I think the answer or the explanation of that is summed up in the phrase teachers' unions. They're not teachers. They're a union. That's what you expect out of union thugs being in lockstep with the Democratic Party's message. And if they were really teachers, if they were really educated, they might take it on themselves to try to find out why they are so out of touch with the rest of the country. And I hope that there's one listener to this radio program in San Francisco who can get in the face of the chairman of the school board and the chairman of the teachers union and ask them why don't they investigate that and do some honest academic research.
That is a very good point, Doug. And, you know, you hit it right, Doug. The unions, think of the failed public schools, and it's all about, they're not educators. It's all about union dues. Those poor kids are prisoners in the schools, and what do they want to do? They want to fight charter schools. They want to fight school vouchers. They want to fight school choice, all to keep those kids in these failed public schools.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the call, Doug. Let's go to Kurt. He's listening on line 5 on WJR in Detroit. Kurt, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Yeah, the gentleman called in said that
Donald Trump didn't stop those cars going to Mexico. Just to let you and some of your listeners know, they already make the Lincoln MKZ in Mexico. So it's not like they weren't going to send more cars down there. They're sending the Fiestas, the Fusion, and one of the other models. But they do make the Lincoln MKZ. There was nothing else that was going to stop them from taking that stuff down there except Donald Trump.
Well, that's exactly right. And let's listen. This is clip 9. This is the Ford CEO. And all they're saying is that the company's ready to work with President-elect Trump on its policy.
We will continue to advocate for currency manipulation rules for free and fair trade. We'll continue to support comprehensive tax reform. We want to make sure that fuel economy regulations are aligned with market realities. And I think we'll engage, as we always have done, in very positive discussions with the administration and policymakers on what that means, not only for our business, but importantly, what does it mean in terms of providing jobs and economic growth here in the United States?
Look at that, 5,000 jobs staying in Kentucky. When's the last time you heard that an automaker was keeping jobs in the country? Every time they're ever in the news, you hear that they're moving out of the country. But exactly as President-elect Trump said, and he had said that they were going to start to bring the jobs back. Let's go to Susan on line 3, who's listening on KFAQ. Susan, you're up on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro. Hello.
Well, hey, Mr. DePietro. Thank you. I'm a fourth grade teacher in the Tulsa area, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And for your listeners out there, probably nationwide, need to keep a really close eye on the curriculum. Monday, we have a new reading program on Islam. Reading program, workbooks and all, on Islam. And I will not be teaching it. I know everybody in our school, all the teachers are having a fit over it. Because I'm a Christian. It's not in keeping with my values. But having said that, I'm a conservative, and I know the majority of teachers in my school are very, very liberal-minded. And it was our principal, as a matter of fact, who said that at the very beginning of the year, 2 years ago, I don't care if history is taught, and I don't care if science is taught. Just stick to reading and math. Well, there's a problem with that. I started a new unit today on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and I've been teaching my kids how to write the preamble in cursive. To me, I'm just old school, and this is only my fourth year to teach, but other callers, our union is just absolutely pathetic. I canceled my union dues. I got the latest copy of the NEA. I'm not even sure what it stands for, but... You know, bashing Trump, I canceled my subscription, canceled my union dues because I'm not doing this. I'm not playing this little game, but parents need to really check what their kids are learning at school. And I just wish more and more teachers would come out and say, this is ridiculous. Our kids need history.
Susan, you know what's going to be? Thank you for the call. You know what's going to be? Well, I'll tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be with the Supreme Court, and I'm going to touch on what Susan said, but we're going to come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back on Monday taking your phone calls, 1-855-400-7282. Well, you heard a lot of talk about people objecting about Steve Bannon. Instead now, Anti-Defamation League has backed away earlier accusations against Stephen Bannon on its website, saying we're not aware of any anti-Semitic statements from Bannon. And this is all after... All of this going after Bannon, who, of course, part of Breitbart, and now President-elect Trump has tapped to be one of his presidential advisors. For the past week, you've heard statements saying he's anti-Semitic, you can't have this. Now, Anti-Defamation League steps back from the whole thing and saying the statement appears at the end of an article on 5 things to know. long pattern of evidence on Breitbart served as a platform, wide range of bigotry. And now instead, they're backing down from the whole thing. You know who's irrelevant? Who's irrelevant? Let's hear clip six. Harry Reid. Democrats after the Trump win. Well, we need to stand for something.
We as Democrats have to stand for something to show the difference between Trump and us. If we're going to just be dancing whatever you dance with Donald Trump, we might as well just have the Trump Party.
Be stronger than the Democrat Party. Let's go to line two. Brian is listening on WMAL. Brian, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, how are you? My name is Brian. I'm a former United States Marine. Did a few tours in Afghanistan and one in Iraq. I now go to a very liberal university. I go to the George Washington University. Big Trump supporter, and I've actually been accosted by my professors for wearing Trump t-shirts. But
accosted for wearing a Trump t-shirt? Why would you be accosted? First of all, Brian, thank you for your service. Why would you be accosted for wearing a Trump t-shirt?
Big difference in ideology, but that's actually not why I called. You just had a former caller who said that a congressman broke the law or wasn't American because he swore in on a Quran. I have a message for him. I have two of my former peers, two of my squad mates that didn't make it back on my first tour. One's buried in Newtown, one's buried in Hoboken, and they both have Islamic symbols in their graves. I want him to go to Arlington Cemetery, and I want him to look at all the symbols that aren't Judeo-Christian. And I want him to realize this is not a Judeo-Christian nation. This is a nation for all people, of all religions and races and sexualities, okay? I want him to go to the graves of my peers and my juniors and tell them that they don't deserve to be in Congress because they wouldn't swear on a book that he believes in, okay? In 2008, a woman called out Huma Abedin in regards to talking at a town hall with John McCain, and John McCain slapped that down and said her religion has nothing to do with her performance. This is a message for everyone. Americans represent everybody, not just Judeo-Christians.
Well, I think a big part, thank you for the call, Brian, but a big part of this is what's going on in the schools. A big part of this, I mean, it's got to be on both sides. You can't just swing it on both sides. Listen to the stories that we're talking about that's going in the news with what they're telling some of these kids. Whether it be at the high school in Dallas, or excuse me, in San Antonio, where students enacted a play performance, a skit portraying the assassination of President-elect Donald Trump, or the situation in San Francisco with how the union and how they're trying to teach the kids as far as, you know, what they're offering as a lesson plan, saying he's just pandering to huge racist and sexist base. We're going to come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back on Monday. In the meantime, you can call us at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Visit the website, michaelsavage.com. You can check out the latest headlines, subscribe to the Savage newsletter and more. It's all at michaelsavage.com. Also, pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. More important than ever, serving as a blueprint for where we go from here. Well, as you can imagine now, for every selection by Donald Trump for who we'd like to be as far as running various branches of government, you're going to find opposition. Civil rights group denounces Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Senator Elizabeth Warren now warning President-elect Donald Trump reversed his decision to nominate Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama to be the Attorney General, or else the Senate may reject him a second time. You know, it's going to continue like this. Same thing. Retired General Michael Flynn, President-elect Trump has tapped to be a presidential military advisor. Michael Flynn now, I'm looking at CNN, ran a company that lobbied for foreign clients while he received intel briefings. You know, no matter who they put up, there's going to be opposition to it. I mean, that to me should be expected. Let's go out to your calls. Line 6, Mike is listening on WMAL. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, Mike. Go right ahead.
I wanted to change subjects maybe to trying to get General Petraeus back into the fold and hopefully into Trump's cabinet. What do you think about that?
In what role?
You know, I was hoping Secretary of State. I'll take Secretary of Defense, but I think to me with the political assassination that was done in the last administration for him, I think he was going to be a potential presidential candidate in the future, and I think they took him out. Honestly, that's just my conspiracy theory, but I honestly think, you know, he'd be president if he was a Democrat based on, you know, sort of things that happened to, you know, to him. But I'm really hoping that Trump brings it back to the fold because the powerful man, kind of the Dwight Eisenhower of our time, if you ask me.
I think you're right. Thank you for the call, Mike. The only problem is, I mean, he was involved some element of scandal, and I don't know if they need to give the other side a chance to bog them down with something like this. Now, keep in mind, I mean, I think of what a great job Jeff Sessions would do as Attorney General, as opposed to right now Attorney General Lynch. Here is her speaking with Bloomberg, saying Department of Justice probing whether post-election incidents are hate crimes.
I know that many Americans are concerned by a spate of recent news reports about alleged hate crimes and harassment. Some of these incidents have happened in schools. Others have targeted houses of worship. And some have singled out individuals for attacks and intimidation. The FBI is assessing, in conjunction with federal prosecutors, whether particular incidents constitute violations of federal law. We need you to continue to report these incidents to local law enforcement as well as the Justice Department so that our career investigators and prosecutors can take action to defend your rights.
You know, but you don't hear anything about them going after many of the crimes against Trump supporters. Have you seen some of the footage of Trump supporters dragged out of their car because people thought they were they had voted for Trump, or they're on their way to vote for Trump, or they just had voted for Trump? I mean, so much of this is just blown out of proportion. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Line 8. Deanne is listening in Oregon on KUGN. Deanna, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Thank you, John. I take particular exception to President Obama's overt encouragement of the young people, as he calls them, voicing their opinions. President Obama knows full well the power of his words, particularly among the young people who have been indoctrinated by our paid servants in the public school system. And I really believe that the House of Representatives is obligated to censure President Obama for this overt encouragement of violence in our streets. And I want to go a step further and say that we had a democratically, legitimately conducted election in our democratic republic. And I believe what we are seeing here, and I'm going to use a very inflammatory word, John. I'm going to use the word coup. I believe it is an attempted coup by President Obama with the help of all of the union people in this country, including the teachers, to all by themselves change the definition of our government from a democratic republic to a democracy which is ruled by mob. And again, I implore the House to censure President Obama.
Thank you for the call. You know, President Obama did speak out, and CNN ran the clip. And here you have, you know, look at, in you're watching on television many of the demonstrations and college campuses where people are walking out and all the outrage. And here's the president, an opportunity to step forward and say, listen, give President-elect Trump a chance. Don't you think he should speak out? You know, before the election, think how much they were saying, you know, Donald Trump had to get ready to curb in his supporters. You had to be, you know, spoken to. You had to be told that you had to accept the election. Now the election happened and didn't go the way they wanted. And suddenly, they're all in an uproar. And the president seemingly, do you feel that President Obama is doing anything to try to calm some of this? It's as if they refuse to accept the outcome of the election. Let's hear. This is clip one. President Obama talking about the anti-Trump riots and saying, no, I'm not going to tell them to settle down and give President-elect Trump a chance.
One of the great things about our democracy is it expresses itself in all sorts of ways, and that includes people protesting. I've been the subject of protests during the course of my 8 years, and I suspect that there's not a president in our history that at some point hasn't been subject to these protests. So I would not advise people who feel strongly or are concerned about some of the issues that have been raised during the course of the campaign. I wouldn't advise them to be silent. What I would advise, what I advised before the election and what I will continue to advise after the election, is that elections matter, voting matters, organizing matters.
But is it really, is this the time to be in the opposition? Is this the time to be fighting every nomination that President-elect Trump is going to put forward? Is this the time to be encouraging people to be walking out of class on college campus or demonstrating in the street or demonstrating down in front of Trump Tower? What do you think? 1-855-400-7282. You know, why not on the college campuses? And maybe you have a child in college or maybe you work at a university. You know, are they using this as an opportunity to speak to the students, to explain how democracy works, to explain how maybe it just didn't go the way that they wanted, and instead this is how you deal with things when it doesn't go the way you want it? You march out and say you're afraid and you're cowering in your dorm room and you feel threatened and you need a safe space. Is this the way? What is exactly being taught on the college campuses? It is like a nation of crybabies. Like, enough already. All the crying and all upset and up and down. And even, look how sensitive the other side is. This story with the mall Santa even losing his job. Did you hear about this story in Florida? We had a mother took her 10-year-old daughter to see Santa. Sat on his lap, said, well, you're definitely on the good list. And then Santa Claus said that Hillary Clinton was on the naughty list. So they fired the Santa. You have teachers in school instructing students to march out of class or instructing them that Trump is a racist and that they have every reason to be afraid and nothing happens to them. But instead they fire this mall Santa. And then you have the situation with Vicente Fox. What about the sanctuary cities? How do you have a mayor of a large city? How do you have someone uphold the law if they say they're going to defy President-elect Trump on deportation, on trying to rein in immigration? What other laws are the mayors going to make up? I mean, there's no way that you support any mayor anywhere suddenly saying they're going to defy federal law and they're not going to cooperate. And of course the other side is screaming out. Let's go to clip 11. Vicente Fox threatening now, calling President-elect Trump an illegitimate president. And listen to this quote. This was on CNBC, saying Mexico will defend our people wherever they are.
Right now, I think he's an illegitimate president of the United States. He didn't win the general election, so he's got too many people against him, and they have shown out on the streets. But anyway, in Mexico, we are. Also, we can be rude also. As I said, we're strong now. We're going to defend our people, wherever they are, in Mexico or outside of Mexico in the United States. We are not going to let this guy to offend them anymore, to offend their dignity, and more so to deny the enormous contribution they make to U.S. economy.
Can you imagine a president of the United States saying that about Americans abroad that are somewhere hiding abroad? Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. Now, I'm seeing on social media a lot of people have been saying they're trying to get through to the program. They can't get through to the program. They've gotten a busy signal in the program. Now is your chance. Right now, if you would like to call up, we do have an open line where you could call up, a free line, to call in on the Savage Nation at 1-855-400-7282. Savage. 1-855-400-7282. Think how pathetic that is. We're going to protect our people wherever they are. What exactly does that mean? You know, one of the problems with President-elect Trump, and he mentioned this, on 60 Minutes, and he mentioned this during the campaign, is as far as deportations, many times the countries won't take them back, but that's not our problem. You have someone from, say, you know, pick a country, Nicaragua or Colombia or Brazil. I don't know. I'm just naming different countries. And what do they say? You know, they won't take them back. So what? We're stuck with them? We have to keep these dangerous criminals and murderers and rapists and drug dealers and get why should we be stuck with them? Why should we have to take them? That's the Obama administration. That's not the way. We shouldn't have to be stuck with them. I think everyone needs to be leery of what's going to happen between now and January 20th, especially during the holidays. And especially, you know, the Washington Examiner had the story. Obama sets new record for regulations, 527 pages in one day. And there is talk. There's talk that President Obama may look to pardon many of the, quote, the dreamers. Now, the dreamers, no matter what they want to call it, dreamers, whatever, listen, they're in the country illegally. You can't have, whether it's Mayor Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, or the mayor of Los Angeles, or the mayor of Providence, or the mayor of anywhere, you can't have them saying, we're going to have sanctuary cities and defy federal law. It doesn't work that way. Anyone that feels that way should be made example of, and any mayor, any politician that feels that way should resign. They took an oath of office. They promised to uphold the law. You can't have anarchy. You can't have open borders. You can't have lawlessness. You can't have elected officials that just suddenly, you know, start making up certain laws that are going to apply in their city and not apply in their city. We'll come back. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back on Monday. To the phones, line 8, Terry is listening on WVNN in Alabama. Terry, you're on The Savage Nation. Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you doing, John?
Very well, Terry. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to point out the mayors that don't want to uphold the law for the sanctuary cities should be treated the exact same way as the woman, I think it was Kentucky, that would not issue licenses to gay couples because it was against her religion. They put her in jail for that, and this is the same thing. If the mayors don't uphold the law for sanctuary cities, they should be also put in jail, regardless how many people work for them or anything else. They are the ones that are in charge and should be held accountable.
That is a brilliant point, Terry. Now, I'm just curious, is that just something that popped in? Is this something you've discuss with people? I mean, I have been following the story as close as anyone, and that is absolutely a brilliant observation on that.
No, I actually haven't been discussing it with anyone since it just kind of came up.
You know what's funny, Terry, is think that woman was just following a religious belief. She was absolutely ostracized, thrown in jail, and here you have mayors who, Terry, for no other reason other than fake outrage and votes, is why they're saying that they won't deport and they're going to keep sanctuary cities.
Correct. So just put them in jail. I mean, after a while, maybe they'll get the idea and they'll put fewer and fewer in jail. But all those sanctuary city mayors probably should be in jail anyways. Who knows what else they're doing?
That is a great point. Let's go to line 7. John is listening on KERN. John, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hi, John. No, I just wanted to say that I've been to Mexico many times. I am a Mexican-American. I'm 75 years old. And Mexico is a dump. All those presidents that they have had for years have done nothing for the Mexican people. They are so poor, and they're just scratching for existence. And the Vicente Fox he doesn't know what he's talking about. The guy's ignorant.
Can you imagine him saying, we're going to protect our people wherever they are? Hey, listen, if we're going to start deporting people, you don't have a choice. He has no standing in this country at all, John. Thank you for the call. Let me go to line six. Frank, well, Frank and KSFO, unfortunately, we're out of time. Hey, the good news, again, congratulations, Dr. Michael Savage, Radio Hall of Fame. The doctor will be back on Monday. In the meantime, you can always go to the website. It's michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Savage Nation.